The idea of Shemitah, which is the biblical sabbatical year, may sound ancient, but it might just hold answers for our very modern crises, from burnout to debt, from climate stress to economic instability. A 3,000-year-old Jewish rhythm of release and renewal could offer a radical rethinking of how we live, work, and plan for the future. Joining us now on the line from Israel is Rabbi Dr. Aharon Ariel Lavie, who is the director of the Or Torah Interfaith Center. He is also author of 7 Shemitah-inspired social and economic ideas. As a social entrepreneur, economist, and community builder, he asks, what if our economy took a sabbatical too? And that's the question we'll be posing to him. Rabbi Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Shemitah is about letting go of land, of ownership, of control. Why do you think that idea is so hard for modern society to grasp?
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Not only for modern society. Actually, even in ancient society, this idea was very, very difficult. We have evidence in the Talmud, and the historical evidence we have shows that most Jews, most of the time, did not keep Shemitah or tried to bypass it or to avoid it in different ways, because it's really, really very difficult to leave your land fallow for a whole year. And which begs the question, why would the Torah have such an idea in it? If our basic assumption is that the Torah, that God is about making our life, yeah, there are constraints like Shabbat, but the basic idea is to make life better or to improve human life. Why have such a crazy idea in the Bible? And part of the answer I have actually is that if you don't exercise Shemitah, if you don't exercise this letting go, this pre-planned crisis, you'll end up with even more severe crisis, because crises are a part of nature, part of life, part of human nature even. And you can try and imagine a world without them. That may happen when Mashiach comes, but until then, they're a part of life. And actually, Shemitah teaches us that if you embed pre-planned, controlled crisis into the system, it will actually alleviate the harshness and the severity and the frequency of unplanned crisis.
You describe Shemitah as a rhythm of rest and release. What would that look like in today's volatile job market or gig economy?
Well, let's try and think about it, because Shemitah was conceived in a world of farmers, where everybody had a field or a tree or something like that. Today, maybe 2% of the population in the Western world have do farming. So what can it really mean in our world? And one of the problems we have, severe problems we have in the job market in our days, is a very high intensity volatility. People, you know, I'm 42 years old, people younger than me and my age, it's very rare to find someone who's been in the same job for more than 5 years, 7 years, maybe tops. Most people change jobs very frequently, whether they like it or not, because the technology changes, because things change, the environment changes, and people just move from one job to another. We saw it in COVID, we saw it in many, many different circumstances. And what I think Shemitah can give us in this sense is the concept that maybe not to stop the entire job market, but maybe to embed in our own personal lives a sabbatical year, which can be a transition point from one phase in life to another, which can make those transitions less harmful. Because transitions may seem great, like, you know, we get to try new stuff and be very creative and reinvent ourselves all the time, which is fantastic, but it can also be a crisis. I mean, many people fall off the wheel and never get back, actually. So what we could do, and that's actually why the sabbatical year in the academia was conceived in the first place, in 1892 in Harvard, that's where it was conceived, inspired by the Bible. The idea wasn't to have a long vacation. The idea was that you need periods of training throughout your life just to stay up to date and to stay
relevant.
The better version of yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, to stay relevant. So it was for the academic institutions. It wasn't a benefit for the professors. And the sad thing is that it applies today. It's implemented only in the academia and parts of the education system. The question is, how can we implement that on larger parts of society?
And would it have to be every seventh year, or the idea of Shemitah today is not that strict about it being every 7 years, it's just the idea of taking a break?
No, it doesn't have to be every 7 years. I think, I mean, I'm not a fundamentalist. I don't think that we have to take, you know, literally what's written and apply it as is, and no matter the consequences. I think it's about the idea. It's about the idea of a pre-planned crisis. This is really the main thing, because crisis happened in the ancient world as well. But the thing is that if you know when a crisis is going to start and when it ends, and what are the terms of the crisis, then it's more manageable. It sort of like trains you in how to manage crisis. So you can think about it, the allegory, the metaphor I like the best is what's called HIIT, H-I-I-T, which is high intensity interval training. I'm a mountain biker, but everybody who does biking or running or swimming, or all the high intensity sports, they know that the best way to train is really to have intervals. To you do 2 minutes at high
intensity,
high heart rate, and then you take high intensity, and then you take 5 minutes, a low intensity, and then it's all pre-planned. You have a plan for the workout, and you know when it starts, you know when it ends. Then what it gives you is that in a real situation, when you need to run very fast, or you need to take the last 100 meters very fast to win the contest, your body is trained in those transitions. It's trained in how to move from high intensity to low intensity because you've trained it. So we can do the same in society. It doesn't have to be 1 year or 7 years. If you want, I can share more about how it can also look in financially.
Well, I wanted to ask you, South Africans are facing a retirement crisis and deep inequality. But I think that that's experienced by many people. I mean, I think a lot of Israelis struggle in terms of the economy today. How might Shemitah thinking challenge the way we save, invest, or support one another?
Well, Shemitah has a few components. So one of them is what we talked about. That's the break. But it has a few others. One of them is debt relief, which I think specifically in South Africa, in Africa in general, or what's called the Global South, debt relief is a key issue. And as you may remember, there was a big campaign towards the year 2000 called Jubilee 2000 to advocate for debt relief for developing countries, which was inspired by Shemitah. Jubilee is actually the Yovel. That's the, you know, we count seven times 7 years, seven Shemitah years, and then that's 49 years. And then the 50th year is a Yovel, is a Jubilee, which in the Bible was a year of releasing all the slaves and also remitting all the debts. Now, debt relief is something that today may seem crazy because we're not used to it, but actually historically, periodical debt reliefs were the norm, not the exception. So the system we have now that sort of like forces everybody to pay all of their debts to the last dime is actually an exception historically. So I'm not saying we should all just forfeit our debts and or foreclose. That's not the idea. But we could conceive of a system that has some mechanisms in it that allow some debt relief in certain situations without creating an incentive for people to take loans that they cannot pay because they know they can get a debt relief sometime down the line. So there's a way to balance it. That would be a bit more complicated, but more complicated to explain on a radio interview. But I think this is one key idea that people in Africa and people also in Israel could use, because global debt is a huge crisis for the world in general. And as you know, as we talked in the past 2 weeks, I'm going to be next month at the G20 Interfaith Forum in Cape Town. We're going to talk about religious ideas and how can they relate to crisis. And the global debt crisis is one of the main crises that are going to be discussed there. Alongside, it stands in the same line with climate change and human trafficking. It's a major bubble that we all live in. And even when it explodes, God forbid, it could be really devastating. And we need to find a way to alleviate it in advance.
And that is Rabbi Dr. Aharon Ariel Levy, who is the director of the All Torah Interfaith Center, who will also be in South Africa for the Limud Conference. So there he was saying that some of the concepts are a bit hard for a radio interview, but you can always, if you're going to Limud, go and chat with him and uncover more of what this topic is about. So Shemitah, the idea that as we brace for uncertainty, whether it's economic, environmental, or even spiritual, maybe it's time to rethink success, not as more, but as enough.